Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short forum series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. In the absence of modern medicine, and sometimes in conjunction with it or in spite of it, cultural practices around the world have long looked to supernatural causes of illness. In some cases, the source of the illness is identified as a nefarious witch or wizard, but other times the culprit is seen as a demon or evil spirit. Inevitably, such identifications come with means of driving the spirit away. Perhaps it is exorcised from the individual via the consumption of sacred substances, locked out of homes with special rites, or driven off into the bodies of beasts. Or you could send them away aboard sacred model boats. This practice and vestiges of it can be found throughout Southeast Asia, with many variations turning up in Malaysia. As outlined by Prince John Lowenstein in the journal Atropos in 1958, Malaysian evil spirit boats, or kapal hantu, were neither toys nor full-scale ships, but sacred vessels of magical significance. They range from small wooden boats to larger vessels, splendidly decorated with sails and wooden crew members, depending on the stature of the afflicted individual or the overall scope of the misfortune to be exorcised. It might be the illness or misfortune visited on a particular individual or upon an entire community, but the evil spirit would be lured onto the vessel with offerings and then set adrift, either down a river or out to sea. As reported in the Malay Mail in December of 2020, one of the most important surviving ceremonies of this sort is the Wangkang, or Barge Festival, which UNESCO recently recognized as an example of intangible cultural heritage. In the Wangkang, a procession of ships are used to draw out wandering spirits, evil forces, and negative energy. In this ritual, the ships actually, quote-unquote, sail down the streets of Malacca City and then are ritually burned. It is therefore through fire rather than disappearance upon the sea or down the river that the evil spirits are expelled into the void. According to UNESCO, related practices in coastal Malaysia and China can be broadly classified as Ong Chun ceremonies, rooted in the worship of the deity Ong Ya, who is said to protect worshippers from disaster, especially oceanic disaster. Tune in for additional installments of The Artifact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.